You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome one and all to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. As I mentioned at the very top of the show, a patchwork program it is this evening with Winston Smith shepherding the show for the first hour and doing a great job by all accounts. And now here I am calling in via telephone from Washington, D.C. to bring you tonight's live second hour. We will punch the clock a bit early, I must admit, for the third hour. And we will have a replay of the third hour of our live broadcast from the 10-year anniversary celebration in Memphis. And so I thought that was in many ways the greatest hour of that show, because it all reached a crescendo. We did the group singing of Dixie, and it really brings into sharp focus everything that we are about while we do this show for faith and family. And certainly all of those things were very palpable when we gathered together in Memphis the next to last week of October of this year. And so we will revisit that only because I'm on the road this evening, and only because I have to go back downstairs as soon as this hour is over to finish my duties at this organization that has brought me in to serve as an MC of sorts. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be in Washington and happy to be with you here on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. That is the truth. It is such a special time of year for our people, a time in which our spirituality and kin converge. It's a special season during which we celebrate Christmas. That is what December is all about. It is the best time of the year by far. I enjoy the fall, October and Halloween, and as you get into Thanksgiving, but it all leads up to the best of the best, which is, of course, Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But that's not to say that Christmas and Christianity are not under attack. Certainly they are. And as I wrote on the website this year, the war on Christmas is heating up, and now that the calendar has turned to December, we will be keeping track of the latest attacks being waged against the faith of our fathers. Conservatives, mainstream conservatives, will of course decry this war as an attack on Christianity, which it is. But it's a lot more than that. It's an attack on white people. Christianity is under constant assault because it's the religion that nearly every white person used to identify with, and the vast majority still do to some extent. Christmas is under assault because white people are under assault. It's why manger scenes are banned on government property, but menorahs are everywhere. It's the same reason you can't even mention the Bible in most schools, but there are public and charter schools all over the country endorsing Islam and Kwanzaa. Those religions are just fine. Now, we're almost at the point where white people will have no holidays at all to honor their heroes. Washington's birthday, a.k.a. President's Day, can't last much longer because Washington and some other presidents were evil slave owners, quote-unquote. And up until John F. Kennedy, just about every president was an unabashed racist, they say. Columbus Day? Well, every year, as we mentioned on this show, it's denounced more and more as a day that honors a genocidal monster. Independence Day. Well, why should we celebrate a country that enslaved millions of blacks and massacred the Indians, or so they tell us, where segregation was legal until the 1960s and gay marriage is still outlawed, rightfully so, in many states? How about Thanksgiving? Well, not only is it associated with Christianity, which is increasingly seen as evil, it also celebrates the early white settlers who went on to genocide, quote-unquote, the Indians and enslaved blacks. Memorial Day and Veterans Day honor those evil haters who fought for the genocidal nation and died in the name of slavery, segregation, and homophobia. Really, the only days we should be observing and celebrating are Cinco de Mayo, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth, Harvey Milk Day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and Holocaust Awareness Day. Those who are always attacking public Christmas displays, any public expression of Christianity, and any reference to this nation's Christian heritage, also hate everything else that decent Americans believe in. They're the same people who want to take away your gun, NRA members. They're the same people who call anyone who opposes gay marriage a hater and a bigot. It's the same crowd who refer to Christian groups like Focus on the Family and the American Family Association as hate mongers, neo-Nazis, etc. Put opposition, the righteous opposition to sodomy. And this is the same bunch who keep hounding the Boy Scouts because at one point they didn't want to allow perverts to be scoutmasters. Rest assured, if you hold any conservative views whatsoever on any topic, they hate you too. They hate religious bigots, evangelicals, just as much as they hate racist bigots, conservatives. Our fight is your fight, ladies and gentlemen. And you'd better wake up and join the battle before it's too late. And if it may be so bold as to submit, for the past 10 years, there has certainly been no media outlet, no network to take upon these issues, these taboo issues, these issues that are very righteous and heartfelt, but declared to be taboo by our elitist masters. No show has taken them on to champion them more than this. And as you know, we have just a few days ago on Thanksgiving Day kicked off the fourth quarter fundraising drive for the Political Cesspool. So if you appreciate a different point of view on these very critical issues, the different kind of point of view that we bring forth to nationally syndicated radio each and every Saturday night without fail, no matter where we are, no matter what the weather, no matter what is going on, we're here. Even if it's an inconvenience, we are here. Like a postal delivery man. Wayne, what is the quote? No rain nor sleet, no or darkness of night shall keep us from making our rounds. And so every Saturday night we are here, and we're proud to be here. And for a decade now, you have given us the opportunity and the privilege to serve as your voice in the mainstream media. And but we continuously will rely upon your support to make ends meet. And so with that being said, of course, the fourth quarter fundraising drive is now underway. And we would encourage you to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a contribution, 10% of which will kick back to the network that syndicates us, without whom we would not be here at all. And it's a very small price to pay. So when you help us, you're not just helping us, you're helping those who help us in very substantial ways. So and we're always good stewards of your financial investment, and we're very grateful for those who have, for 10 years now, kept us on the air. And again, we just had that great 10-year celebration in Memphis. There is only our second officially sanctioned political cesspool public gathering. We had one a couple of months after we went on the air, originally in 2004. We actually had it in January of 2005, our official kickoff party. There's a standing room only crowd. 10 years later, we had the 10-year anniversary celebration, also a standing room only crowd. But we are here because of those who have supported us between 2004 and 2014, this very night, and we can't do it without you. Now, let me tell you something. Your support makes a very, very big difference, an incredibly big difference. Without you, this show, who reaches so many people, a show in which it's heard around the world, ceases to exist. And $100 to us is a lot of money. We could do a lot with $100. You know, Rush Limbaugh couldn't buy a plug. We keep this show on the air with contributions of that amount. Keep us in mind, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
You know, folks, it is true that this is an ideology-driven radio program. I mean, certainly we seek to advance the banner of our people, which is those people who founded Western civilization and have been its champions for many, many years, your Western Christian white people. You know, everyone has their voice. Everyone is entitled to have that voice and celebrate their diversity and unique ethnic makeup, except, of course, for our people. And so, you know, we don't stand to that. We believe that we too should be entitled to have a voice and to have spokespeople the champion our unique group interests. And so that's what this show has always been intended to do, and what we have done very successfully, thanks to your support. But at the same time, I will work with anyone who is of like mind, regardless of race or ethnicity or gender. If you agree with us in what we're trying to accomplish, I am happy to work with you. But that is not to say that there are rules and exceptions to those rules. That being said, respectable conservatives love to blame Muslims for just about everything, including the war on Christmas, which is, of course, to any right-thinking person with a small amount of common sense, it's just ridiculous. It's people like Nina Totenberg, a Jewish lady, and we have a video of her that we also ran last year on the website this week. They are the ones who hate Christmas and everything for which it truly stands, and so we have this person, this low-life liberal Jewess, Nina Totenberg, apologizing on national television for saying Christmas. You can watch the clip. It's 43 seconds long. It's at thepoliticalcesspool.org, where she says, pardon the expression, but I went to a Christmas party recently. And, you know, she feels the need to apologize for that as if it's some sort of a dirty word. Well, you know, this radio program has featured Jewish individuals over the years, and for those in the Jewish community who agree with our statement of principles and are willing to work with us, I'm happy to work with them. In fact, Paul Gottfried, a good friend of mine, wrote a foreword for my book, a Jewish guy, but very much a great man. Anyway, that is the exception to the rule, unfortunately, with regard to to this community. Jews are overwhelmingly liberal, they overwhelmingly vote Democratic, and they're overwhelmingly opposed to Christianity and white culture. You know, companies, cities, and organizations started replacing references to Christmas decades ago, and it wasn't to placate Muslims. It was to placate Jewish sensibilities, because saying Merry Christmas supposedly offended them and ignored the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Yeah, but the little-known fact is we always make available to our audience at this time of year, the war on Christmas kicking up, as it always does in December. National Public Radio informed us a couple of years back that Hanukkah is pretty much a completely made-up holiday, just like the ridiculous Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was invented in California in the 1960s. Hanukkah was invented in Cincinnati around 1870. And we have this news report from NPR, and it reads as this. There's nearly no record of people celebrating Hanukkah just a couple of centuries ago, but it began to be an important Jewish holiday in the second half of the 19th century when two rabbis in Cincinnati noticed their Jewish children didn't have much connection to the synagogue. The rabbis developed a new celebration for children during Hanukkah that was held in the synagogue and included giving presents. National newspapers publicized this new celebration, and it was soon being celebrated all around the country. They didn't see Christmas as something they could do easily because it's Christian, but they wanted to do something like that because it was American, said Diane Ashton, professor of American Studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. Well, that's fine, but Hanukkah and menorahs and all of these things should not be replacing the dominant culture, the dominant Christian culture of this country. Major scenes have been replaced on the White House grounds with menorahs, these monstrosities that tower of skyscraper, you know, height, and that, you know, that's untenable. And to each their own. This is America, though, and America was intended to be a Christian nation for Christian people. And if creeps like Nona Tuttenberg, who we have here on the website, want to apologize for that, if they don't like it, they're always free to leave. But for what it's worth, we will always say Merry Christmas here on the Political Cesspool. All right, departing from the world of Christmas for a moment, this is, of course, the first week that we've had in the month of December, so we want to go on the record with that. I should add that going forward for the next 2 weeks here on the Political Cesspool, you're really going to get in the festive spirit of things as we highlight the sounds of the season and the music of the season with some of the great secular and spiritual Christmas songs that'll be coming up, forthcoming, the next two Saturdays here on the Political Cesspool. So in addition to your standard fare that you tune in for, you're going to get some great Christmas music as well. We say Merry Christmas here in Memphis and on the Political Cesspool. And there is a Nobel Prize for sale. A Nobel Prize is for sale, yes. James Watson, the man who was part of one of the greatest scientific achievements of the 20th century, is having to sell off his 1962 Nobel Peace Prize to pay the bills. The octogenarian who helped discover the structure of DNA, the very structure of the human genome, the structure of DNA, fell on desperate times after uttering the dark taboos that intelligence is linked to race, and sub-Saharan Africans are incapable of Western civilization. So reports the, what newspaper is this, the Telegraph in the United Kingdom. Watson, of course, came under fire years ago for saying that he was inherently gloomy about the prospect of Africa because all of our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, which the man who deconstructed and first understood the structure of human DNA says that all of the testing says that's not the truth. He went on to say that he told the newspaper people wanted to believe that everyone was born with equal intelligence, but that those who have to deal with black employees found that this is not true. These were his direct quotes. Anyway, since then, of course, you can imagine the torture and torment he has been put through. He wants to reenter public life, he says. He has not since 2007 delivered any public lectures. So, you know, basically, long story short, not even a Nobel Prize and landmark achievements can save you from the gulag of political correctness. We hope that the proceeds from the sale of his medal, which is estimated to go for over $2 million or more, help him in this time of need and possibly fund more research into this forbidden topic. There should be, you know, whether you agree with James Watson or not, there should be among a civilized and evolved society the ability to put forth different opinions without having to face a Salem witch trial. This man, for God's sake, cracked the code of human DNA, but he's regulated to the ghetto for having said things that are, you know, very frankly common sense. I mean, you know, it is true that there has been no black civilization that has matched the civilization of the Romans or the Greeks or, you know, America. Or, you know, you look around at the countries that have been successful, and there's a common denominator. You look at the countries that have not been successful, that are impoverished and crime-ridden and corrupt, and there's a common denominator there, too. Now, it can be debated why that is. It can be debated why that is, but it cannot be debated that these differences exist. And, you know, perhaps we should examine why they do to a greater extent. But and I would like to participate in that discussion because I certainly have opinions on that. But, you know, you can't. I mean, you look at a picture, a satellite picture of the world at night. Africa truly is the dark continent. There are no lights there. It's something to consider. So anyway, James Watson was apparently a little too honest publicly with some of these findings, these conclusions that he has drawn. And so now he is having to sell his Nobel Peace Prize just to make the bill. That's unconscionable in a society that's supposed to respect tolerance and diversity and diversity of thought and freedom of speech.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
A pretty incredible occurrence happened just in this last commercial break, 3 minutes since we last, since I last had the opportunity to speak with you, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Scoop Stanton, our Washington, D.C. correspondent, actually in Washington tonight, but Scoop is on his way to work, as he always is. He works for a living, unlike our enemies. But he emailed me to ask what the call-in number was. Now, Scoop has been calling in since 2005. I don't know exactly what that was about. But anyway, as we wait for Scoop to call in, there was something else I wanted to say. It now escapes me. It was good. Maybe it has something to do with Washington, the great group of people I'm with. I'm not for sure, but it has a fleeting thought has escaped my mind. Anyway, we do have an equally important person to our crew, Matt the Copperhead, who is on the line. Matt, how are you?
Hey, James. How you doing, my dear friend? Good evening.
I'm good. I'm good. We had lobster tail. We had filet mignon tonight. I barely had a chance to inhale it before having to retreat up here to do the second hour. Everyone else is still enjoying it. I had to scarf it down.
You're roughing it in our nation's cesspool, capital.
Well, hey, you know, that's the thing. People sometimes don't understand the name. Well, you know, why we picked the political cesspool instead of something more sterling sounding. Well, you know, if we're ever going to reverse the trends that are perverting our society and our culture, we will have to wade into the political cesspool and drain it and clean it out for our people. And this is the dirty job that...
You know what? I always got my waiters on. I'm like Ralph Bramden over here.
Say that again, Copperhead.
Oh, happy St. Nicholas Day to all out there in our beloved listening audience. You know, December 6th throughout the Western world is also known as St. Nicholas Day. So I hope old St. Nick stuffed everyone's shoes quite well today.
That's right. I guess you'll come here in America on December the 24th, but the night of. Oh, I should say this, though, too. Very quickly, and I know we got to get back down to business, Eddie the Vomiter Miller has survived. He is still alive. I just got an email from him. He made it through the St. Jude Memphis Marathon, another 26.2 miles. On behalf of the children of St. Jude who are suffering from catastrophic illnesses like cancer, children of all races, you know, the bigot Eddie Miller runs for, and he did that just a couple of weeks ago in New York. That's 26 plus 26. That's, what, 52 miles in less than a month for a nearly 70-year-old man to help children. I'd like to see the detractor of the political festival. I'd like to see Abe Foxman and Morris D. do something like that. You know,
and by the way, folks,
benefit humanity than they have had. But congratulations to Eddie for doing that, and we'll talk with Eddie more next week about that. But anyway, continue, Copperhead, please.
By the way, Abe Foxman, not a Christian.
Right.
And it's not a surprise, for sure. Getting back to where you're on about this war against Christmas, you're so right, James, and thank you for fighting this fight for us, because... if there is one thing this season, we're getting into our holy Christian Christmas season, is a plea to everyone. If they're not going to put Christ in Christmas, don't put your dollars with them. In other words, no Christ in Christmas equals no cash for Kazars.
Touché.
You know, that's where it's all about. I mean, come on, folks. These are the people that brought us Hollywood and other made-up fairy tales. You know, their holiday of Hanukkah is a made-up holiday. You know, where today we have made-up 401, non-for-profits like Five-ish and Cars for Kids. They're just front organizations. So That's just my one plea of the season. And, you know, God bless you, James, and God bless everyone else out there for listening to this show.
Well, God bless you, Copperhead, and thank you very much. And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, again, at least a time or two before Christmas. And thank you for your weekly contributions to the show. And God bless you, and be safe. And let's now go to Peter Scoop Stanton, who has joined us on the air. Scoop, you forgot the call-in number after 7 years.
I have a different telephone. I left the jitterbug phone in the Chevrolet.
Okay. Well, then you get a pass. But, yes, you have a very provocative title for your segment tonight. Why don't you share with the audience what that was?
Well, since I don't have the jitterbug phone, I don't recall off the top of my head. But the issue is the media attack on the police. This is 1994, this is 1997, this is 1998 all over again with Los Angeles and two incidents in New York. But we're talking about Ferguson and Staten Island, New York. Now, since both Officer Wilson and the other officer in Staten Island were both not indicted, which means there's not probable cause for a trial, the black community and the white leftists have been going hog wild. MSNBC is now turning into the Onion News Network. Those people have no clue what's going on. With them, it's all cop, all racism, all the time. Larry O'Donnell, who probably his only interaction is getting a parking ticket, same thing with Melissa Harris-Perry, went all over the police. And personally, I'm getting sick and tired of it. And I was watching the television coverage Wednesdays and Thursday, seeing all this nonsense going on in Boston, Chicago, New York, Dallas. And I noticed a lot of white people out there protesting police brutality. So they're saying, hands up, don't shoot, and we can't breathe. Well, guess what? These usual idiots aren't going to, they would not hang out with Mike Brown or Eric Garner if they're still alive. They sure as hell wouldn't hang out in the neighborhood, even though they're so, they love and preach diversity. Notice that the protests took place in the good parts of town. Not in the projects of Brooklyn, not in South Chicago, not in East L.A., but right in the middle of downtown during the holiday season. So, and then when the race war does happen, if it happens, guess what? These leftists saying, oh yeah, I'm with you, brother, you know, we're all one people. Guess what? They'll be the first ones to go.
But, you know, it's very interesting that you, Scoop, it's very interesting that you mentioned that. Let me interject here. You know, certainly we want there to be never any violence between our own brothers or interracial violence. But, you know, the media has done absolutely everything it can to drive a wedge between blacks and whites. You know, racial tension is greater now in 2014 after we've elected a black president, after blacks have been given, you know, preferential treatment. Racial tension is greater now than it has ever been. You know, it should be mentioned that a writer for the Southern Poverty Law Center, I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, a writer 10 days ago in Oakland, California, for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a writer who writes for their magazine talking about white privilege and white racism, was murdered by two black people while he walked, you know, down the, you know, was jogging in his park. Allegedly murdered by two black people. This writer for the Southern Poverty Law Center, who made a career of demonizing white people and for turning the, you know, blind eye to black on white racial violence, was murdered. Colin Flaherty wrote about this, and it's just incredible. So it just goes to show that if ever there is racial violence that erupts on a national scale, it will not matter what you believe. It will not matter how much you worked against the interest of your kinsmen. The real haters, the real racists in this country will see you only as a white person. They will not know that you were a guilty white liberal, and you will pay the price. This man paid the price, even the writer for the SPLC, by God, and murdered in a racial hate crime. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. And then Heidi Byron's reaction was not to mourn the loss of her colleague, but to go after the writer of that story saying, how dare you write about this, you racist. So even though one and all it is, the big one, the hate crime,
didn't even acknowledge the death of one of its own employees. But when it was finally brought to public light by Colin Flaherty, the great Colin Flaherty, the FPLC did go on record about it, but only to demonize Colin Flaherty for being a racist for writing about the murder of the black and white murder of one of the FPLC's employees. I mean, this is the this state of lunacy in which we find ourselves.
Exactly. And here's a message to all of our law enforcement brothers and sisters who do listen to the Political Cesspool. Do not second-guess yourself. If you have come upon a person of color for whatever reason, just remember, safety first, safety always. Darren Wilson going home at the end of his shift. So you need to go home, too. Remember, it's better to be judged by 12 by carry, and then carried by 6. And just like in 1994, 1997, 1998, this, too, shall pass.
Well, all that's true. You know, certainly we've gone on record with the Darren Wilson, Michael Brown scenario. That was such an open and shut case. It really doesn't need an explanation. But I would like to go on record about the situation in New York. And we'll do that when we come back.
Thank
you for having me. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Let's hang on and come back to the Political Cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, this hour going by as fast as they always do. Every hour goes by quickly on the political cesspool for me, hopefully for you too. It means you're enjoying it. We certainly enjoy bringing you this show every week, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter what is going on in our personal lives. If it's Saturday night, we are going to do everything we can to be here with you. And that's something we take a lot of pride in. The continuity, the longevity, the success of this show for 10 years is a testament to a certain amount of willpower, and certainly on our part, and certainly the support that we draw from our listening audience that sustains these efforts. But I am calling you tonight from Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, I will not be able to remain on the program during the third hour. I have to retreat back downstairs to the banquet hall and wrap things up tonight for the event that I am here to attend. But I'm glad I was able to spend a little bit of time with y'all tonight. And I haven't yet heard, I introduced Winston at the top of the first hour. I have not yet heard the first hour, but I understand that Winston did a good job. And I look forward to listening to that in the broadcast archives, which are always available to everyone almost immediately at the conclusion of each live show. Scoop brought up a point. I think the basic topic of his segment tonight was that the mainstream media is waging a war against the police. There's probably some truth to that in cases where a white police officer is engaged in some sort of a conflict with a black person. You know, but one thing that I'm very proud about here on the Political Cesspool is that we are objective and fair to the greatest extent of our ability. Certainly, we are here to serve as champions for European Americans. Now, we are not here to present both sides. We're not here, you know, we're here to be spokesmen for our people. Every other race, every other group, every other sexual perversion is allowed to have organizations and special interest groups and media outlets that champion their cause, except for white Christian heterosexuals, but we serve as their voice. But that's not to say that we're homers and always in the tank. You know, sometimes there can be an interracial conflict and the white guy's wrong. That certainly was not the case, in my opinion, with Darren Wilson and Michael Brown. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I have to be honest. I'm not so sure this case in New York, this chokehold case, you know, can meet the scrutiny. You know, if I understand correctly, now I've been traveling this week, and so I haven't paid as close attention to this, and I don't want to go on the radio half-cocked here and speak about something that I don't have full disclosure on, but I've seen, of course, the video footage of this chokehold. Of course, that's going to be portrayed in a light that makes the cop look bad. And a lot of times, listen, though, I don't want to digress, but you know, cops do get cocky with their power, and they get a little drunk on it. And, you know, normally, I'm not that big of a fan of brutish law enforcement to begin with. Again, separating the Michael Brown case from this, it's not to say that this officer in New York should have been indicted. I mean, I put faith in the justice system to an extent, and the grand jury, for whatever reason, based upon the evidence again, decided not to indict this cop. But I was asking a fellow attendee at this meeting that I'm at here in Washington. You know, it was on in the hotel lobby. They were, you know, they've reshown this chokehold footage time and time again. And I asked, I said, "What's the backstory here?" And I said, "I don't know. I haven't heard yet. I haven't, you know, read about it. I haven't had the time. I've been traveling. I'm busy." And I was informed, and I'll take this man's information to be meritorious. He said basically this black guy, a very big black guy in New York, was selling individual cigarettes. He was selling cigarettes on the street. Sam Bushman can correct me if I'm incorrect in reciting this information, but he was basically selling cigarettes on the street, and the cop came up, and that's illegal apparently in New York. I mean, it must be a very petty crime. I mean, for all the crime that New York has to deal with, you know, a random guy on the street selling individual cigarettes to people shouldn't be very high on the list. Well, he resisted arrest for this and said he wasn't, you know, going to be arrested for that. And, you know, certainly you can't tell a cop you're not going to be arrested, I guess. You have to submit to law enforcement, you know, if you are, in fact, breaking the law, no matter how petty and trivial it is. But the cop obviously didn't respond well to that and put this black guy in a chokehold and killed him. He had an asthma attack at some point afterwards and died. So I think in that case, you know, that was certainly not the same case as the Michael Brown, where the black guy was assaulting the police officer and going for his gun and breaking his head and punching him and all that. You know, I guess that, you know, you have to subdue a man if he is in fact breaking some sort of a trivial law. But in this case, you know, was it excessive force? Probably. Is it something that he should have been, you know, imprisoned for life? Was it murder? Well, the grand jury says no. But again, we always try to be fair here on these issues, unlike our detractors, who always paint us in the worst light possible and never give us the benefit of the doubt on anything at any time, anywhere, any issue. We're not like that. You know, again, we champion our people, we champion our faith, we champion our cause, but that's not to say that, you know, every white person in a conflict with a black person is right. So anyway, I'll do a little more research on that, and we'll see how it shakes out, but that's just some quick observation, only because Scoop brought it up. Hey, you want the perfect Christmas stocking stuffer? Are you looking for the perfect Christmas gift for your conservative friend or family member? Well, remember, Racism, Schmacism, my book, continues to possibly positively impact people all over the world by giving them the tools needed to defuse baseless accusations of racism, which is, of course, nothing more than a socio-political nuclear bomb intended to keep responsible people from frankly discussing serious issues. It's an honor to still get mail to this day from folks who claim that my book has been an eye-opener for them. The following review that I'll read for you very quickly, for instance, was posted earlier this year on Amazon.com, where the book is available. We profit more if you buy it directly from our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But this man writes, bestly, James Edwards, a well-known activist in Memphis, Tennessee, once again makes news. An excellent personality on and off the radio, he writes. This Christian gentleman, I'm blushing, has written an excellent book. Essentially an attack on the flag of political correctness, Edwards maintains a positive mental attitude while taking on the Orwellian forces of progressivism, knocking them down one at a time. This is the wake-up call that conservatives and even temporarily deluded liberals need. Examples include the hilarious, if not true, account of a mayor forbidding officers from eating bananas on duty because blacks declare that to be racist. Where does it end? We often put our heads back into the sand to avoid such questions. Not so for James Edwards. This book would be great over anyone's mantle. Well, he wrote it, not me, so I will thank him for that and say, you know what, he might be right. He might be onto something. We work hard here at the Political Cesspool to serve as champions for right-thinking people like this gracious fellow, and whether it's on the air, at public appearances like I'm here at now, or in the pages of a book, you can count on us to advance our flag in the court of public opinion. And racism, smashism, how liberals use the R word to push the Obama agenda is as timely now as it ever was. It's as timely in 2014 as it was in 2010 when we released it. So if you've not yet done so, go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Order your autographed copy of Racism, Schmacism today. Orders processed before December 10th will be guaranteed delivery before Christmas. And while you're at it, and while you've got your credit cards out, ladies and gentlemen, remember, money is the mother's milk of politics, and we're good and frugal stewards of your benevolence. We have our fourth quarter fundraising drive. It not only helps our radio program stay on the air, without which your support, we would not be on the air. It also helps keep our network going, the network that syndicates the Political Cesspool, without which we would not be here either. So when you donate to us, you donate to both. You donate $100 or more between now and December 30 days has September, April, June, and November, all the rest are 31. So if you donate to the Political Cesspool before December the 31st, I had to say that little rhyme to remember how many days are in December. Donate before December 31st, you'll get Endangered Species, written by one of our female listeners, Regan O'Carroll, the Gaelic Regan O'Carroll with her fiery red hair, as you can see on the cover of this book if you buy it. endangered species, white guilt equals white extinction. That's not hyperbole, folks. Whites throughout Europe and here in America are replacing at less than replacement level fertility. We're reproducing at less than replacement level fertility. Obviously, if that continues long enough, we will become extinct. This is something that should be talked about, I think. You know, we want to save obscure species of bird and flora and fauna. How about saving white people? Only Russia, at I think, what, 2.1 babies per household is replacing at is reproducing at a replacement level fertility. All of the other white Western countries are not. This is something that, you know, has to change, or else we will not be here. We care about that, and this book addresses that. So, offering a feminine perspective on our issues. Regan O'Carroll, Endangered Species, White Guilt Equals White Extinction. You donate $100 or more between now and December the 31st, and you get this book, and we'll be happy to give that to you. I got to go back downstairs now, folks. I'll be back with you next week. We're going to feature Christmas music, but stay tuned for the third hour. We'll replay the third hour of our 10-year anniversary special from Memphis. Listen to it again. It'll still be fun. God bless you. Good night.
It's in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.